Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, your host for Consider This Northumberland. In the face of everything that's going on, it's nice to hear different stories about our community. So I'm doing a special series called Take a Moment to Consider This. These are shorter interviews in a distinctive format, but just like my regular show, these will be stories about the people that matter from the front lines and from behind the scenes, those who make a difference in your life and the community. So I'm asking you to take a moment away from your busy day to consider this. There is a house that was built in the 1940s or 50s, sitting in the parking lot of Northumberland County Movers on Highway 28, just north of Port Hope. It used to be at 311 University Avenue, across from the Napa Outlet or the old Home Hardware. It has an interesting story. Megan McDonald, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity Northumberland, can tell it.
This was the first one, and on Friday it started its journey from 311 University, which is really cool in itself because 311 University is the site of a future purpose-built rental building, which has an affordable component. So that's already fabulous for our community. And the developer donated this existing house to us so that we could repurpose it.
The house is older and it needs some TLC.
Well, we unfortunately had to take the roof off, so we have to put a new roof on it. And then some interior renovations, not major, but interior renovations. And then we're going to put it on a new foundation.
There was a family waiting to get started.
Amber and Mike, we introduced them to the community on Friday. And what was cool is it was one of the first times they knew which house was actually theirs that was going to get moved. And so Amber, Mike, and their three kids currently live in the rural part of Port Hope are really excited to be moving to Bewdley.
The family represents only one of many people who are anxious to find affordable housing. There are many in the community in need of a place to live, and the pandemic has amplified the situation. McDonald explains.
As you know, our vacancy rate, I mean, before COVID, we were in a housing crisis and we had a vacancy rate below 1%. And we have for the last 10 years. So anytime anyone is putting any housing into our economy or into our housing stock, it's important. This project is not only putting housing, but it's putting rental housing, purpose-built rental housing, and then affordable purpose-built rental housing as well. So we were really excited to see this project happening, and then the bonus was when they offered us the house, we thought, well, how cool is that? This affordable rental housing project is actually going to also support affordable homeownership.
How does Habitat for Humanity get the job done?
We are, I'll be honest, Robert, we're still trying to figure that out in some ways. We took a very cautious approach to reopening. So when we had to fully close our doors in March. So our restore is now open to the public, and we've actually also been able to bring volunteers back into the restore, which is really good. But we had to make sure we did it safely. And so we're doing the same approach. Right now we have only staff working on our construction site. So our construction site at 2224 University is currently active. And so we will have staff right now. And we're trying to find a way to bring back small teams of volunteers to be able to do the construction renovation work for this project, 2224, and the house move to 600 Daintree. We have four up in the air right now. So we're just trying to figure that out. We're hoping to be able to engage volunteers, but it's going to have to be on a smaller scale than we're used to.
If nothing else, the community is responding.
I think COVID-19 and this pandemic has really demonstrated the resiliency that we have. As a community, it has also demonstrated how much we need community. I am really overwhelmed and touched by how many people have reached out. All of our volunteers that said, we can't wait to get back to work. Our families that said, we can't wait to get back to work, and our staff. So if there's one thing I'm taking from this pandemic that I'm seeing as we sort of continue to address the need at this time, it's that we are community, and Habitat is a huge vehicle for that community, of creating community and connecting people. And even though we can't do it in the same way we did before, we're still going to be doing it just in safe ways.
Well, that's another story from Consider This. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. please listen to my regular Current Affairs show on Fridays at noon. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca, or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.